how are they going to top this debate tonight? How are they going to top it? What are they going to do? You're going to watch Ted Cruz get blasted. You're going to watch everybody go after Ted Cruz. You're going to watch everybody go after Ted Cruz. I mean, they are just going to just obliterate Ted Cruz. They really are. They're just going to just destroy him. They're going to destroy Ted Cruz. It's going to be pretty entertaining, I think. See, again, you gotta think of the strategy. Like I said, man, to me, it's genius. I heard, and it's funny listening to some of the talk radio guys, even the lesser known guys are against Trump. Even the lesser known guys who've got their marching orders from the establishment. Oh, wait, what's Trump? How can he do that? What's wrong? Oh, my. His supporters say it's genius, and people that are against him say he's an idiot. And but you got to think just strategically, okay? And like I said yesterday, we're playing chess here, okay? This is politics is serious, 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 all right? This is serious chess. Okay, yeah, you gotta marvel at this. You're gonna have a debate tonight. You're gonna have Trump, all eyeballs on him. You're gonna have CNN and you're gonna have MSNBC covering it. At the same time, you're going to have a Republican debate. The two people that are closest to Trump in the most recent polls, which we'll get to in a second, the two people that are most the closest to Trump, okay, the two people that are the closest are going to attack each other. They're going to beat the hell out of each other because you got to think. Sure, they're going to make comments about Trump. They're going to make comments tonight about Trump. He's not there. You could say stuff about him without him attacking you. But only one or two or maybe three candidates are going to be able to do this. Because at some point, it's overkill. Some point, it's beating a dead horse. At some point, you're going to kind of grumble a little and go, wow, so you guys are all going to talk about somebody who's not there? So it's not going to be a two-hour, as some people on Fox have said, oh, well, you know, part of the issue is people are going to talk about Trump, and he's not going to be able to defend himself. That's why he has to go. That's why, yeah, okay, guys. We get it. You need him there. Murdoch and Ailes said he needs to be there. Well, okay, we get it. So at first, they're going to talk smack about Trump, but they're not going to be able to go down the line and go, Kasich, what do you say? Rubio, what do you say? They're not going to be able to take 20 minutes and just run Trump down. That will turn people off. So one or two will be able to do it. Ted Cruz will make some witty joke that won't be too witty because he has no sense of humor. And maybe Jeb Bush will say something. After that, they're going to have to attack each other. So once the initial Trump bashing is out of the way, you're going to have an hour and 40 minutes of Cruz attacking Rubio, Rubio attacking Cruz, Bush attacking Cruz, Kasich attacking Christie, Rand Paul attacking Christie. And while this is going on, Donald Trump will be speaking to 10, 15,000 people. No one's attacking him. He's controlling the message. He's showing strength. He's running down. He's running down the people that are debating. He's standing next to Rick Santorum and Mike Huckabee. They will give a little speech. Maybe Sarah Palin will show up. It's going to be like a whole party. And the voters who do watch the debate will see clips from the Trump rally, and they will go into the weekend seeing Trump powerful, mighty, having a good time with a whole bunch of people. And that will clash with the image of Cruz being attacked, Rubio being attacked, Christie being attacked. It's a genius. It really is genius. And again, when people bring up the fact that Trump's campaign and Trump is very, very similar to Ronald Reagan, people lose their minds. People lose their minds. When you bring up, well, you know, Ronald Reagan didn't do the Iowa debates. Oh, that was different. That was different. Okay. Well, you know, Ronald Reagan was a liberal. Whoa, that was different. Okay. You know, Ronald Reagan was an actor. You know, he was a sportscaster. Oh, that's different. Okay. You know, Ronald Reagan was married before. Okay. All right. You know, Ronald Reagan had this whole root out communism thing where he would go after people who he felt were communists, kind of, you know, going after Muslims. That's different. Okay. It's always different. I don't know, man. To me, it kind of feels the same. It really does. It kind of feels the same. It kind of has that same vibe. Listen, when people compared Obama to Kennedy, okay, it wasn't a exact. It was circumstances. It was speeches. I'm not talking about Obama today. I'm talking about when Obama burst on the scene and people were like, oh, he's very Kennedy-like. The fact that he got Republicans to vote for him. The fact that people felt inspired. Listen, I'm not a fan of Obama. I'm not a Democrat. But I can be objective and I can say, well, people were hopeful. There was a sense that we hadn't had in a very long time. And people were fine with those comparisons. People were fine with going, well, this and that is the same. Well, that's different. But the minute you do that with Trump and Reagan, all hell breaks loose. All hell breaks loose. Because everybody seems to forget early Reagan. Everybody seems to forget the guy didn't turn into this conservative maverick till he was in his early 40s, until he married Nancy Davis, a.k.a. Nancy Reagan. when he married Nancy Reagan, his views started to change. Well, she happened to be a Republican. But give or take, he was 41, 42. They married in 52, and in 65, he ran for governor. Talk about 13 years. Would Reagan die when he was 80? Give or take. So half his life, he was a bleeding heart liberal. Half his life. He became a Republican because his wife said, "Hey, Ronnie." Hey, Ronnie. You need to kind of come over to this side. You know, when people make the comparisons, you know, gosh, let's, you know, let's remember, and I've said this before, it was a different time, a different era. There were things that were different, but at least play with the similarities. Play with the similarities, the fact that Ronald Reagan was an actor. Ronald Reagan was a sportscaster. Ronald Reagan was considered a joke. People laughed at Ronald Reagan. He was the laughing stock. It's a guy who did movies with monkeys. Okay? This is a guy who did movies with monkeys. And for him to evolve to this pillar of conservatism and the official Republican idol of idols. You know, guys, please. You know, Ronald Reagan didn't start off as Ronald Reagan, the man that we all knew in the 80s. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. No, he didn't start like that, okay? He started as an actor, as a union organizer. He was a union leader, for heaven's sake. He was the head of a union, the head of an actors union. The same group of people that we bash every day because of this whole Oscars boycott BS. The whole, we love Obama, we love any liberal that will pay attention to. That same group of people is what Ronald Reagan was in charge of. He was in charge of those people. And he went from that to tear down this wall. My live fans, we're going to be leaving you here in very shortly. So keep tuning in. And, of course, you could download the podcast in a little bit. Those of you who want, keep watching us live at extremepolitics.com and robzakarishow.com. All right, so let's continue and wind this this train down. So there's a lot of similarities. There really is. And when people say there's not and get all offended, they're, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't want to be derogatory. I already talked about Ted Cruz and Sean Hannity engaged in at least audio that sounded like gay porn earlier. So I don't want to say anything that's more offensive. I don't want to say anything that's more offensive. Okay. But Let's look at the polls real quick. Again, and this is all strategy. It's all strategy. There's so many things to get into. But real quick, okay, brand new polls that came out today from, what is it, NBC? I think it's the new NBC Maris polls. I think that's what we're looking at right now, and it kind of gives you a little snapshot of the strategy that's being played. So, in Iowa, according to this NBC Wall Street Journal Maris poll, Trump is at 32%. Of all caucus goers, Ted Cruz is 7 points behind at 25%. Marco Rubio is sitting at 18%. Ben Carson has 8%. Jeb Bush has 4%. And all the other candidates have 2%. Now, when you hear people say, wow, you can't trust these polls. You know, anything could happen on voting day, so I don't believe it. Well, even if you do a 10-point swing, take Trump down 10, put Cruz up 10, you have Trump in second place and almost winning. And remember, Iowa is a place that he wasn't supposed to win. Trump's not supposed to win Iowa. Iowa goes to evangelicals, not to a guy who says, hey, you want to know what my second favorite book is? The Art of the Deal. You want to know what my favorite book is? The Bible. Yeah. And everybody goes, yeah, the Bible. He goes, I love the Bible. Let's talk about these 2 Corinthians. He's not supposed to win Iowa. He's not supposed to win Iowa. He's not supposed to win Iowa. Right now he's up 7 points. So let's say the polls lie. And Cruz is really up 10. So Trump comes in second and he loses by 3 points. The polls don't lie. And Trump wins. Then what? Then what? Then what? Then what? I would say everything then that Trump is doing is genius. And if he loses by 2 or 3 points, everything that he's doing is genius. It's a win-win. It's a win-win. Plain and simple. It's a win-win. Now that's Iowa. Okay? And 3 weeks ago, Cruz was leading Trump 28-24. So in 3 weeks, not only did Trump overtake Cruz, but he also went up 4 points. He also went up 4 points. So he didn't just flip-flop places. He actually went up 4 points. Now in New Hampshire, Trump's lead is even bigger. He's at 31. Cruz is at 12. Rubio and Kasich are at 11. And Jeb Bush is at 8%. followed by Chris Christie at 7 and everyone else at 5. And it's funny because a poll that was going out yesterday, some college poll, I kid you not, some college poll that had Jeb Bush at number 2, right behind Donald Trump, and he was at 18%. Had people actually tried to tout this as a real legitimate poll? Some college I never heard of. And I even tweeted out, listen, I don't mean to not be PC here, but this university, who attends this university? People that are mentally challenged? Is it a university for the mentally challenged? What poll are they doing that has Jeb Bush in second place with almost 20%? Every other poll has Jeb Bush below 10. But this poll by this college, this university, has Jeb Bush in second place with 20. Get out of here. So New Hampshire is even worse for the candidates. And when it comes to South Carolina, South Carolina, Trump's at 36%. Cruz is at 20, followed by Rubio at 14. Bush has got 9. And don't forget, that's 9% with the senator, Lindsey Graham, telling all of his constituents, vote for Bush. And they're like, no, you're lucky we vote for you. All right. You're lucky we vote for you. Lindsey Graham. Just vote for my buddy Jeb Bush. He's a great guy. Yeah. Sure. So these are the polls that came out. Now you know why Ted Cruz is running around going, I challenge you. I challenge you, Donald Trump. I challenge you to a cockfight. Me and Mark Levin challenge you to a cockfight. Let's have a sword fight. Yeah. Let's have a sword fight. Let's go into the bathroom and have a sword fight. Yeah. Have a sword fight. Now you know why. Like I said, it's a boxer. It's a boxer who's lost every round. He needs to knock out the champion, and the champion is dancing for the final bell. He's dancing. That's it. He's dancing. Now you know why. Because even if Cruz wins, he loses. Because Donald Trump was never supposed to win Iowa. And you all know how I feel. I think winning Iowa is a curse. Reagan didn't win Iowa. McCain didn't win Iowa. Romney didn't win Iowa. Clinton didn't win Iowa. Bush didn't win Iowa. All these people didn't win Iowa. And they either went on to become the president of the United States or the Republican nominee. So I'm not real big on Trump winning Iowa. But if he wins Iowa, it's over. If he wins Iowa, it's over. If he wins Iowa, it's done. So we'll see. But that's why Ted Cruz is running around acting like a dummy. I mean, that's what Canadians do. They act stupid. Have you ever really met a smart Canadian? I'm not talking about a Canadian from Niagara Falls. You know, that doesn't count. I'm talking about real, like a Ted Cruz Canadian. You know, Bob and Doug McKenzie. Hey, I was thinking about putting a mouse in a beer, eh? And we'll get free lifetime beers, eh? Canadians, hockey players. They skate around and punch each other in the face. Eh? Eh? How you doing, eh? Canada. It's horrible up there. It's horrible. Ted Cruz from Canada. So that's the polls. And that gives you a little insight as to why Ted Cruz is freaking out. Because Ted Cruz knows he has to win Iowa. See, Donald Trump doesn't have to win Iowa. Ted Cruz does. Ted Cruz has to win Iowa. And this was Ted Cruz's shot. This was Ted Cruz's last shot to get on that main stage and look presidential. Ted, he's spouting off the establishment's words, the line of attack that Trump is the establishment gets completely shoved right back up his keister. Because the establishment, being Fox, was told to go F themselves. We started the week with listening to Mark Levin and other conservatives say that Trump is part of the establishment. Trump will cut deals. Trump is just like the rest of them. And here we are, talking about Trump playing by his own rules, telling the establishment to go F themselves. And you can't get more anti-establishment than telling the establishment's debate to go F themselves. Can't get more establishment than that. And like I said yesterday, remember, Fox doesn't get another debate until March. Fox doesn't get another debate until March. So what Trump is saying is, I got ABC in February, CBS in February, CNN in February. I will have this nomination locked up. And I will have it locked up by telling Fox to F themselves. I am anti-establishment. Oh, yeah. Genius. Effing genius. Mark Levin and Ted Cruz are pathetic. All of their arguments were just destroyed. And now they are part of the establishment, using establishment talking points and calling Trump out. Got to marvel at it, ladies and gentlemen. Got to marvel.